Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
And welcome to another show of The Cubby House. Oh, wait. This is the live version, isn't it? Yes, for all those who haven't heard us before, we are The Cubby House. We are three cubs who we say are unraveling the fluff from the fur. So if you haven't listened before...
Trolls.
Yes, that is what you are. Never mind, we are going to introduce ourselves. I am Cookie.
He likes to think that he's the leader of the show.
Most of the time.
It's just a big inflated ego. It's like a big, huddly, cuddly teddy bear.
Yes.
But I'm Jack. I'm the nerdy one. I'm the brainy one. I'm the think tank, or at least I like to think that I am.
And the third person who is completely sitting here, not saying a word and just looking at us with his evil eye.
Hey, I'm well known for my eyebrows, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Kevin, freelance photographer in my spare time, circus trainer. I love fire twirling, you know, anything to get my fires going.
But it's actually quite different being live, that all the shows that we've done before have been pre-recorded, which means that anything that we say could be edited out before it reached people's ears. So how do you know we're live? Pussy farts!
Yes.
You heard that.
From now on, anything you say can and will be used against you in the Cubby House law.
Aw, man.
But nevertheless, we are here for the next 3 months at least, if not more. We're going to start with something we've been talking about time and time again. So tonight it is the end of the beginning. We are talking about what is a bear. For anybody who hasn't heard of the term before, we are going to be telling you what it is all about.
Did we happen to mention that we are a bear-themed show? It's taken 16 years for Joy to get one. Frankly, I think we're a little overdue.
Well, yes. Yes. However, while we're going to talk about that tonight, you are going to be telling us through your emails and text messages what you think a bear is.
We're anxious to receive your emails, so send your emails to onair@joy.org.au. Or, if you're one of those nifty people which doesn't have a smartphone, read lame, you can also send in an SMS to 0427-JOY-949. We want to... What is a bear? It's an issue which is completely unresolved within our community, so we're outsourcing the issue to Joy listeners. I'm keeping a running tally of how many mistakes you're going to be making over the next 3 months of the show.
Awesome.
It's going to be like frequent flyer miles, I imagine, that I'm going to get something big out of this.
I think you're going to get something incredibly big out of it, Jack.
Speaking of things big and burly and hairy, we are going to be discussing what is a bear this week in the Cubby House. And Jack, would you like to start us off by telling us what your definition of a bear is?
What is my definition of a bear? Well, my definition of a bear is a person that's got a big heart and a big soul and a big mind. That's a person that's willing to take life by the balls and not let go. And that's what I think a bear is.
Okay, Kevin?
Someone that's bigger than life, that really just grabs it, as you said, by the balls.
By the balls!
By the balls. As you can see, we're live. And just lives life to the full.
Fair enough. Well, my first definition, because I have an all-encompassing definition, but I will read you something, and we're going to go through a few from Urban Dictionary today. The first one is that the most common definition of a bear is a man who is hairy, has facial hair, and a cuddly body. However, the word bear means many things to different people, even within the bear movement. many men who do not have one of or all of these characteristics define themselves as bears, making the term a very loose one. Suffice it to say, bear is often defined as more than an attitude than anything else. A sense of comfort with our natural masculinity and bodies that is not slavish to the vogues of male attractiveness that is so common in gay circles and the culture at large.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yes. They've brought me very, very, very many laughs in the past few hours. I'll share some with you later on this show.
But it does raise a few things about the distinction, say, within trying to define a bear between an embodiment and between an attitude. That it's these two forces which are always coming together and nobody can seem to find a middle ground. Well, maybe we can. We want you to send in your definition of what is a bear on our Bears 101 episode to 0427-JOY-949. That's our SMS line. Or you can send it in an email to onair@joy.org.au.
Now, we've had a first entry from Timmy up in Sydney.
We love you, Timmy.
Oh, we love you, Timmy.
First.
Thank you for SMSing. I believe you're listening live on the Joy web stream at joy.org.au. Please Excellent. Promote this through Facebook. We love Facebook.
Like it on Facebook. We do. Yes. Anyway, Timmy goes on to say, a bear is a state of mind, a perception. It's who and what you feel you are. It helps if you've got a beard. Well, actually, it helps me enjoy you more if you have a beard.
Ooh.
Go, Timmy. I've got a beard. You want to enjoy me some more?
We've also got two more from Richard Lipp and Dina Curie. You might remember Dina Curie from his various cabaret shows around the city. What does he say?
What is a bear by Stevie Linston and Dean? Fluff, scruff, and doesn't eat muff.
That works technically.
I like that working definition of a bear. We've also got Winning. Richard. Thank you, Charlie Sheen. That was unnecessary.
As you can see, I've been trawling through.
We've got an essay here from Richard Lipp, who I believe is in Brisbane.
Well, we're going to read that essay, and while we are reading it, you can enjoy the dulcet tones of...
Bond. James Bond.
How dare you sully my good name by spreading your slanderous filth!
You're here on the Cubby House Radio Show. We were a podcast, but now we are live all over Melbourne, all over the world, all across the universe. It's quite magical in its own way. But we are the Cubby House Radio Show. We were a podcast.
You're magical too, Jack.
And that was the Androids with I'd Rather Do It With Madonna. I wouldn't want to do it with Madonna. Have you seen Madonna recently?
No, but apparently the number one threat to America is bears.
Well, that is if you're Stephen Colbert.
Thank you, Stephen Colbert.
Apparently to him, they are godless killing machines, the second most dangerous enemy known to the human race, just behind Danny Jones, who is a bear with a brain, and NFL linebacker who writes poems. Some people are going to say, it's just a monkey. Bears pose no threat to us. Wrong! Now, why does he not believe in evolution? He's sure bears do, and that's by eating the monkey. They are simply eating their way up the evolutionary chain until they get to man.
All right. You're not allowed on the microphone until you start making sense, okay, Cookie?
In the words of Stephen Colbert, of course. But speaking of a man I would love to eat, I think we'll introduce our first guest of the show.
Number one.
Yes, Mr. One. Make it so, Captain. It is the head of all heads, of Vic Bears itself. It is the president.
Number one of Vic Bears.
Mr. Rick Cooper. Hello.
Yay. Hi, guys. How are you going? These guys are crazy. These guys are you should be in here when they've got music going. They're a bunch of freaks. Really are. Cubs. Freaks.
We're not chemically assisted. We're just very, very off our gourd on life.
On V.
We're not chemically assisted.
I'm on V. I'll admit that.
We're freaking born this way, baby.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way. And we do have to control Cookie and some of his definitions that he's discovered because they're quite, out there.
Speaking of definition, one quick one from Dan Kay. Thank you very much for the SMS. He said, bears have a penis. Goldilocks have a vajayjay.
Well done.
Yes. So, Vic Bears.
Yes.
is the community body in Victoria for the bear community.
Yes, that's right.
So what would the official stance of the community then call a bear?
Oh, I don't think we could actually have an official thing that we call a bear. It's actually up to the individual, because it's about non-defining who you are and what you are. Bear is about attitude more than anything else. Certainly it takes into consideration the guys that are hairy, beards and all that sort of thing. Some big bellies, some not so big, some muscle, some not. But it's all about the individual and their own attitude towards life and their acceptance of themselves the way they are. Simple as that. That's how I see it.
Ah. That's so nice.
It is, isn't it?
So Vic Bears is entering into its 15th year.
It is. Right. It is.
It's well into its teenage
almost
years.
Before when you were born, Jack.
I'm 21.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that, Jack.
I am not 15. I have pubic hair, thank you.
Yes,
I've got super pubes on my chest as well.
You've had all six of them stuck on, haven't you?
I can't say what I'm really thinking to you, Ricky, right now. But I'm pretty sure that everyone out there in Radioland can imagine what they are.
It's great being live to air because I can say lots of things, Jack, and you can't retort, so it's fabulous.
So, Ricky, Vic Bears has entered into its 15th year.
Yes, Jack.
So, what happened 15 years ago?
Well, there was a group of guys that formed a couple of guys that formed a group called Melbourne Bears, or Melbourne Oz Bears. And the guy that was running that was just having informal get-togethers at the Laird Hotel, and he decided that he was going to be moving away from town and wanted someone to take over the running of it. So a few of us got together and had a meeting and decided to form a committee and started to sort of formalise a bear group in Melbourne. So we started with Melbourne Oz Bears, but very quickly changed our name to sort of separate the two into Vic Bears and make sure it was sort of more defining of Victoria rather than just Melbourne, so inclusive of Victoria as a state. So we started off with a small committee of three. I wasn't at that stage. I was actually probably the first committee widow because my partner at the time was the secretary of the club. That's Gavin. He's probably not listening, but hi, Gav, if you are. And so he started on the committee and sort of we developed from there.
So what does Vic Bears actually do?
Vic Bears does all sorts of things. We provide a social outlet for bears in Melbourne and Victoria. We hold different events during the year, some bar-related, some non-bar-related. We have a den night every month at the Laird Hotel, which is the fourth Saturday of every month, where we just have a get-together, have a fairly casual social night. Or we try to spin it up and do some different things by having a karaoke night, or we have had Paw Play, which is a gaming night with PlayStations and all that sort of thing set up. But the main thing we do every year is Southern Hibernation, which is our major charity event for the year, where we have events over 8-day period in June. And we do all sorts of things, from dance parties to ice skating to karaoke to bingo, underwear party. Everyone knows about the underwear parties. It's great fun.
I do believe the Cubby House will actually be producing a debate on one of those nights.
Yeah, I've heard a rumour of that. I don't know if we've actually decided it's going to go ahead yet, but I've been told they're talking about bears versus the world or something like that.
The Cubby House versus the world.
Yeah, what's better, bears or nothing else?
Move over, Scott Pilgrim. The Cubby House podcast, radio show, media outlet. I'm still coming to terms with this new medium that we're in.
The Cubby House, yes.
The Cubby House Project.
Hey, Jack, let me tell you, radio's been around for a long time. It's not a new medium.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but now we're on here.
Yeah, look out, everyone.
It's kind of like radio 3D.
But...
Oh, I could... Yeah, okay. Yep.
But the Monday night of Southern Hibernation is the Cubby House versus the world. We're bringing in some people from other states, and we're just going to show them just how great Melbourne is. It's a Cubby House debate. Melbourne is the best city.
We'll give you more details on that closer to the day.
It's not even a debate. It's
a foregone conclusion, honestly.
A fact.
Now, before we let this wonderful bear go and hibernate in his den for the night, There are a few more questions we'd like to ask you.
Go for it.
What's your motivation for being the president of a bear group, personally?
Personally, I wanted to make a difference. I've been sitting on the periphery of Vic Bears since it's started, and involved with a lot of events to start with. Then I sort of stepped away when my partner at the time stepped away from the committee. I was certainly a member and continued my membership and continued being involved. And then it just got to a point where I thought, well, I've been hanging around the edges for so long and being a part of the events and that sort of thing. I've got to get in and do something. I needed to make a bit of a difference with the community, and I wanted to be involved. So I decided to get onto the committee 3 years ago, and from there I've progressed up and been president. This is my second year as president. So I just decided that I needed to make an effort within the community itself and promote the community as I thought it should be and try to direct the club and the committee how I thought.
Now, quite a lot has changed in the world since 1996 when the club was first established, that this thing called Facebook has come out and the web... And have you heard of this internet thing? It's just exploded in a crazy way.
I may be old, Jack. Thank you very much for just letting on that I may not have understood what that's all about. Thank you.
I'm leading on to something.
Yes.
What do you interpret the role of bear clubs being in the digital age?
I don't think it's going to be anything really different because it's still going to be a social outlet in some way. We always need the face-to-face communication and camaraderie. So the internet with Facebook and all the apps that you can use on your phones these days, means of communication, but you still got to establish the real communication and have that face-to-face thing. So much of the internet and that is pulling people away from the social interactions that I've had all my life, and a lot of guys just sit at home, sit on the internet, chat, pick up, do all that sort of thing, and don't have that face-to-face interaction. I think Vic Bears and any of the bear clubs in Australia or around the world need to push that sort of social interaction face-to-face.
You're with Joy 94.9 FM and the boys from Cubby House. How are you? We're live. You can't get rid of us now. Now, coming up next is our Listener of the Week. We've recorded some little ditties from some of the people that listen to us, our podcast, regularly. And coming up first, live on radio, is Daniel Skinner.
Now, we have to make mention before we play it, we recorded it at one of the Vic Bears events called Grampians, and we just got Dan up from his sleep, so he's going to sound a little bit tired. Here is Mr. Dan.
What is your name?
Dan.
How old are you?
33.
Are you available or unavailable?
That depends on the situation.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
The power to choose my superpowers at any time that I'd like.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
We spoke about the library this morning and church. We'll stick with those.
What would be your ideal job if you could have any job at all?
I'd like to have my own tourist charter company so I can choose to do fun things.
Now, name one person, the single person in the world who you would like to have sex with the most.
Me.
All right. What's your favorite item of clothing?
Socks.
Why?
They keep my feet warm.
All right. Sexually, what melts your butter?
Confidence, coyness, a little bit of a contradiction, but either of those are good. Physically, I've pretty broad range of tastes physically. I hate bad posture. Find that really unsexy.
All right. If you could, would you date yourself?
Yes. No, I wouldn't. I'd hate dating myself. I'd drive myself insane. I would consider myself too high maintenance.
What is the one thing in your life that you think you couldn't do without?
Oxygen.
Do you prefer organization or chaos?
I enjoy chaos, but when I'm frustrated, I want it to be ordered. So, both.
How did you first get involved in the bear community?
Meeting people through the Laird and then looking for stuff to do, like socially. It was convenient because Vic Bears had organised nights, I guess is the right way.
And what do you think you get out of the bear community?
Social satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Now I need power tools.
And where do you see the bear community going?
I don't think it's going to, you know, rise up and stake a nation somewhere. But hopefully it just gets bigger and broader so that people that are interested and sort of, I guess, share those ideals are more aware of it and have access to it.
Do you feel that the community has changed at all in the time that you've been involved with it?
3 years, no, not really.
Could you describe the first time you went into a gay bar?
Yes, I was a little bit freaked out. It was Sporties in Brisbane, and I wasn't out to anybody at the time. And I don't know if you've been to Sporties in Brisbane before, but it's a very diverse kind of pub. There was lots of tough-looking lesbians playing pool. There was a bunch of twinkie guys out the front all having a smoke. There was bears at the bar between the lesbians and the bar staff. And on the other side, where they served meals, were families with their kids eating to like $12 meals in front of a drag show. It was quite strange.
What are your hobbies?
I like lots of things. I like Lego. I like playing music. I like spending time at the beach and fishing and camping and reading.
And kissing in the rain.
Kissing, no. If the rains are warm, so that's location-based, I guess.
And do you feel as though your hobbies have led you to meet new people?
Most of those things that I described are fairly, like, socially bereft activities. No, not really. I guess I push myself to be social rather than through my hobbies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't know about you, but clearly I need to wake Daniel Skinner up more often because that voice is sexy. I want to know
about the power. Oh, say that again. We didn't have your microphone.
They didn't have me on. That's nice, isn't it?
Yes, we've
just Yeah, turned me off here. That'd be right. There's other lines there. But I just want to know about the power tools, Dan. If you're listening, power tools. Next time you're at my place, I want to know about these power tools.
An explanation. And some of us would like photographic evidence, please. Feel free, send it in to us. We'll put it on our Cubbyhouse website, which is thecubbyhouse.livejournal.com. Please feel free.
Winning.
Oh, Kevin, you've got such a delicious voice. I just want to eat it up.
Love songs and dedications. Ah, Kev. Fantastic.
You remind me of Richard Mercer.
Another version of What is a Bear while I'm at it, thanks to Urban Dictionary, as somebody's put in, a large husky man with the body of a tank hiding his bearitude, usually by insisting they are not a bear.
I'm not a bear. God.
But being found out later in life, yes. Bears are massive, husky, fur-covered killing machines with hearts the size of moons. Though, never expose a bear. You will die.
I'm not quite too sure whether I should laugh or cry at that.
Yeah, that scares me.
Urban Dictionary people are weird.
Well, it begs me to the point of question. How are bears represented in our community, then? If, you know, we're getting all these different variations of what a bear means. How do you guys, what would you expect when you go out and look at a bear event that's being advertised? What do you see?
Fur.
Lots of it.
But the issue of representation is one which is particularly poignant, important to our community. I'm using big wanky words now.
Oh God,
Jack. You never do that, Jax.
All I'm saying is that we don't really necessarily have quite locked down what a bear is, and it's more of an abstract concept. So it's more whatever we want it to make it mean.
Isn't it about the attitude?
It's about the attitude.
Or the lack thereof.
But we've got. But when you try to sell it, you can't exactly just sell a concept. You can't sell a concept particularly visually. Especially if you want to sell tickets to it or magazines, that you've got to put a face. That you can't exactly divorce image from the bear community.
No, you can't.
You can't divorce image from any community, Jack.
Which raises an issue which I've been particularly noticing a lot within the bear community a lot. Well, not necessarily in the community, but with community, I wouldn't say community, commercial groups and social sites and parties which are for bear-affiliated people, and they have a particular way of signifying beardom, which is one that I've found particularly annoying in a lot of ways.
Okay, Jack, to the point.
Do I ramble?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. All I'm saying...
Too many big words, Jack.
All I'm saying is that there are magazines out there. I won't name them because I won't give them that particular honor. There are social networking websites that are out there that I won't name because they don't deserve the attention. But what I'm saying is that they promote a particular embodiment of beardom, one that's the epitome of... kind of the Rocky from the Rocky Horror
Picture
Show. Jack,
you're talking about
bears.
Muscle Bear is what
muscle
you're saying.
Muscle Bears!
Okay. I wouldn't define Muscle Bear as the epitome of bear.
A lot of people do.
True. It might be a sexy version of the bear, but yes. That's, once again, up to personal opinion.
Exactly.
I personally like fur, and I like big bellies, and I like guys with attitude. Yep. And that's what I define as bears. So when I go looking for someone that's hot, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for guys that have biceps that are, you know, this much measurement. That doesn't get my butter melted, I should say. Cookie? But,
Cookie.
What?
You've been
Cookie's asleep. Cookie's asleep. Cookie doesn't care what a bear looks like as long as he's warm.
Well, yes. Yes, my appreciation of a bear is anything. Like, I love frontage. Like, I like looking at the big bellies, the man boobs, if you will. And if somebody can come up to me, hug me, and make me feel warm, you know, to me, that is what I look for in a bear. You know, someone who makes me feel appreciated for who I am, and I can reciprocate that and appreciate and admire their body for all its flaws and facets.
So absolutely. It comes down to the cuddles.
It comes down to the cuddles, but it all comes down to individual preference as well with all this stuff. It's and to a point with what Jack's saying, a lot of advertising, a lot of the social media and that sort of thing do perpetuate a particular look, but that's their choice because they want to attract certain people to read their magazines, to use their sites and that sort of thing, and buy their videos, etc., etc. And that's fine. That's marketing, and that's what spin, and that's what it's all about. And there's no major issue with that, but it does tend to, in my humble opinion, form a not an inappropriate, but a less generalized image of a bear than there is in the community, because, you know, none of us are body beautifuls here.
Speak for yourself.
Jack, you've got such a physique, it just drives me mad sitting here beside you, mate. It's difficult to keep my hands off
you.
Get
on with your point.
No, I don't have a point now, because I just want to sit here and look at you, Jack.
Oh.
So you get naked?
You don't have to flash shiny things in front of us bears.
Just take off your shirt and flash some fur. That's all you need.
Apparently all you need to do is be a ranger.
But
and nowadays, yes, rangers.
Oh, so I will say I'm a recovering ranger fetishist. I am a recovering ranger fetish. I've worked my way through my ranger fetish. There's a 12-step process.
But the problem is that the whole ethos of the entire community is that you don't necessarily have to be bronze. You don't necessarily have to be buff.
That's right.
That it's reactionary. It's saying I might not be the most conventionally beautiful person according to Vogue magazine. Or the equivalent of, I'm not on the cover of Playgirl, but I can be beautiful no matter what I look like, even if I have a few extra pounds,
exactly.
Even if I am hairy.
Yep.
And what this is doing is that when you're selling these particular images over and over again, you are saying, that is not true. It is the muscle bears that are truly the beautiful ones.
Nah.
No, I don't think it goes that far.
And when you sell a magazine which says that it is for the bear community as a whole, but does only represents one particular type, I don't like it. I just don't like it.
This is The Cubby House Live with Cookie, Kevin, and Jack, and special guest Rick Cooper from Vic Bears.
Yay!
The bears are taking over the radio, baby. And there's no going back.
Wolf.
Well, for the next 5 minutes, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, then it belongs to somebody else. But They'd have to live up to our standards.
We have messages, and we've actually got a few messages from some Ranga Bears that we know. Thank you very much to all the messages coming in. First of all, someone who he knew, we were just talking about him, a guy by the name of Mark, has emailed us in. And what does Mark have to say?
A bear to me is a masculine-minded bloke that just happens to be gay. A bloke that is not caught up in body image and would greet others with open arms and cuddles. Also thinking about sex more often than rabbits. Thanks, Mark.
Any disagreement there?
No. Happily agreed. Move on to the SMS. Thank you to whoever you are. We love anonymous SMSs. It's brilliant. It makes us guessing. And you say, the bear community can be scary for some. A big, burly, hairy man can be hot, but when you're shy, they feel intimidating. Now, what do we have to say about that, just quickly?
Well, it does feel a bit intimidating, but when I started with my trip into the bear community when I was 18 years old, just after my birthday, there were particular people there which kind of figuratively and literally took me by the hand and introduced me to all the other people. And once you meet one, you meet three, you meet five, and before you know it, you've got a few thousand people on Facebook.
All I say is, whoever that guy is, don't be scared of us, because we only bite when you ask.
But
and I think that, yes, they may be a little bit intimidating, but you know what? They're most worth the while getting to know them. There are some amazing guys out there. Please, we're not as scary as we look.
Exactly.
Don't be shy. Come and say hello. You kind of get out what you give out, or give back what you give out.
Exactly.
And finally, another word from another red-headed Ranga Bear that we know, Richard. And he says, just because I don't have a soul doesn't mean you need to recover from us. Come back, Kevin.
Well, make it worth my while.
I'm sure that there's a 12-step program for Ranganess.
To introduce yourself back to Ranganess.
Oh, yes. Well, make it worth my while. That's all I have to say.
Well, we're only at the end of our first show on live radio.
We made it through, and look, the sky's still in one piece, and the buildings are standing. I think we survived.
Nazis aren't riding around on dinosaurs.
You lose. You mentioned Nazis first.
Now, sorry, can you please explain what that actually is?
I don't know. It's some law. Some law. Whoever mentions Nazis first in an argument loses the argument automatically.
Were we arguing?
No, but you lose anyway.
I always thought the reference is, the longer a Facebook thread continues, the more likely it is to someone to mention Nazis or Hitler or something of...
No, that's less amusing.
We've only got 2 minutes left before we have to go off the air. We need to make a point.
There is none.
Bears rule.
Bears rule. Absolutely. Yeah, bears rock.
Now, just in closing, thank you very much to all the SMSs and emails we've had. We love all these messages. Most appreciated. If you like to continue to send us messages and emails, we do have our own website, which is both this show, which we shall be podcasting after tonight, and all our previous podcasts are also all linked to our blog. They are found at thecubbyhouse.livejournal.com, because our original link got hijacked, so we'll give you the actual link. And that will take you to all our rants and spiels and everything that we've done so far and continue to do. Thank you very much to Rick Cooper, the president of Vic Bears, for coming in and talking about the Vic Bears perspective and everything that they do.
Pleasure, mate. It was great fun to be here, and thanks for having me on your first show. It's been fun.
It's our christening show, so should we smash the champagne of bottle over his head, or should we just offer it to him as a
just open the bottle, please, and let me drink it. That's fine.
Which way?
Let's move on. Bad taste zone.
Please don't forget to like us on Facebook. I like it, you like it, everyone likes it.
Yes, we are the Cubby House.
It will be changing to the Cubby House, yes.
Yes. And may your belly be full, your play be adventurous, and your attitude welcoming and intrusive.
And your fur be fabulous.
Welcoming and intrusive.
For the 4th of April 2011, this is Cookie.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Kevin.
Thank you for listening, and catch us next Monday at 11 o'clock. This has been The Cubby House Live.
the hottest remixes. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.